I was raised in the country, that's a natural fact. Food on the table from the garden out back. Everyone working to make the land their own. Red clay cracking where the silver queen grows. Running with your cousins from yard to yard. The living was easy, but the playing was hard. Didn't have much, nothing comes for free. All you needed was your family. I am a country girl.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. So you guys see, we're on a year of adventure, and hey, adventure can be all about eating as well. Now, I mentioned that I am a O Magazine ambassador, really excited about this year that I get to do this and work with the O Magazine. And one of the great articles that they have in their magazine for this month, for the month of July, is an article all about eating in the U.S. So it's a great article, and I'd love to sort of talk about that, talk about some of the places that they mention, because travel and eating, I mean, those two really, really do go together. So, Olivia, when we're heading out to go on vacation, we do think about, well, what are we going to eat? What's good in the local area?
Yes, we do. And eating is a great way to bond, you know, bond with locals that you might meet or bond with the people that are on your trip with you. You know, some of the best memories are the meals that you shared.
Well, you're absolutely right about that. I mean, it's all about, you know, getting together with people actually that maybe you're visiting there. If you're going to visit family, they may know some of those local spots to go. But sometimes for us, it can be a little bit difficult to figure out exactly where we should go to eat. So I also have Doc Bill joining me here on this segment. So, Doc Bill, welcome to the show, first of all. Glad that you can join us.
And I'm glad to be here.
Oh, yeah, I'm glad that you're here, too, because, you know, you're all about food. So help us kind of sort out exactly, you know, if we're traveling, how we can find those great restaurants. I mean, the Oprah Magazine article kind of has a lot of it figured out for us. And the article is the U.S. of Yum. And I agree, all of these places that they're mentioning, I say yum and yum and a third yum. But if we don't have the magazine right here in front of us, or if we're using the magazine but still also, too, looking for some other places, how can we go about that?
Well, if you want, if you're on the internet, I guess the first place I always go to is I go to the Eater website. If I'm in Atlanta, I'll type in Eater Atlanta. If I'm in Hawaii, I'll type in Eater Hawaii. And then you can also use Yelp to give you some reviews. But Eater will give you the top best places where the most activity is occurring at. And if they rank a place number one, you can rest assured that there'll be a line in front of there and you'll get a good idea of the food scene in an area.
Well, that's true. That's true. I also say, too, check out the food bloggers in that destination, because a lot of them are really, really on top of what's trending. So that's a good resource as well. Olivia, what do you think?
Well, surprisingly, long lines. You might want to look for those. It's usually a good indicator that a place is popular. And if it's popular, it probably means it's very good, too.
Well, I agree with you on that. I mean, if there's a long line, something good is happening in there, so you might want to check it out. And even if you're thinking, oh, that line is too long for tonight's dinner, I'm really ready to have dinner now, just get the name of that restaurant, see if you can pick up a card with the telephone number, and maybe call and see if you can make reservations for another night, because that long line may mean it's all good. But, Dr. Bill, what about hotel restaurants?
Well, hotel restaurants depends on the quality of the hotel. If you've got a really well-known hotel, they're going to have a good restaurant. It's going to be specifically to live up to the name of the restaurant. You know, restaurants, Michelin star restaurants, a lot of those will be located in some of the high-end hotels in the surrounding areas. That's also a good place to look at. You can find some really good meals there, things that are low-priced, things that are high-priced.
Well, you definitely can. They can be a little pricey, so you need to think about that and consider that as you are budgeting for that trip. But, you know, another thing, too, that I like to do when I go to a new place is if there is a culinary tour available, take one of those, because a lot of times they are hitting those new trending spots. They're hitting the places where the chefs are doing sort of great things, new things. So that's a good addition as well.
Probably get some free samples.
I like the free samples part. I know Doc Bill does, too.
True. And the farmers markets are also good. Check and see if there's a local farmers market that day. A lot of times there'll be food trucks or people bringing their different varieties of food to try there. Particularly in Hawaii, there are two great farmers markets. Depending on the island you're on, there's a Hilo's farmers market here on the Big Island. And also if you're in Oahu, there's a great farmers market that's down there near the Whole Foods in Hawaii, which is really, really good.
Well, speaking of Hilo, in Hawaii, that's one of the destinations that was mentioned in the U.S. of Yum article that's in the O Magazine for July. So is that one of your favorite spots?
Yeah, Hilo is great. There's a great Hilo's Farmers Market, and there was a great place they mentioned in the magazine called the Two Ladies Kitchen. And this is a place where they make a great food known as moche, which is really pounded rice, in which the rice is very glutinous. It's very starchy. And this is not like the gluten you found in wheat. This is a gluten in rice, which if you have a gluten allergy in wheat, you won't have a gluten allergy to moche. But this is a dish that was brought over by the Japanese during the sugarcane days when those big sugar cane plantations on Hawaii. They needed workers. So these workers were Japanese, and they came over, and they're bringing with them the whole rice tradition. It's an old dish. It dates back even to the time of rice cultivation. And they make a variety of desserts of it, and it's sweetened with sweet bean paste. But with a lot of young people in the restaurant now and working with the ladies, you actually have a lot of innovation and new things. They have fruit in them. They have lilikoi, local things, mango, pineapple. So it's a whole variety of things that are in these dishes, and they make a variety of sweet desserts. And moche can also be ice cream. It can be a variety of pastries that are made. And it's a neat thing to try out, and they're just gorgeous. The beauty of these dishes is incredible.
Well, you know, part of the eating is looking at the presentation of the meal. But, you know, speaking about this article, which is on page 93 of the July edition of O Magazine. So if you guys are listening, you can go grab your magazine and read along with us. But I'm headed to Alaska in July on the Oprah Cruise. So I was checking out one of their suggestions there, and it's in a tiny area called Craig that is on the western coast of Prince Wales Island at a place called Shelter Cove Lodge. They have a restaurant there called Latitude 55 North, and they do something with fresh salmon. I mean, is that not my favorite thing? I mean, anything done to salmon, I'm ready to eat it. So I think if I can, if we're nearby there, I might have to check that place out. And they serve it with macaroni and cheese. Okay, that's got my name on it. Olivia, did you find one of the places that kind of got your interest?
Yeah, there's something that struck my fancy in this article was a little column about local sodas. I'm a huge Coca-Cola person, as every Atlanta girl should be. But, you know, looking for local sodas is a good way to find some souvenirs. You can keep the bottles and keep them as decorations. That's what we like to do when we find some neat packaging. And so, of course, there's Cheer Wine, which originated from North Carolina. Lots of them originated in the Southeast. There's Ski, that's in Tennessee, and Sweet and Sour Soda. Sounds alluring to me. So I'd love to, you know, just go kind of on a scavenger hunt and look for some local sodas.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. That sounds really good, too. Sounds really neat. And a lot of times, the places where the soda shops are can have a lot of history to them. And I know we visited a soda shop when we were in Hendersonville back in December. That was really kind of cool. They had a lot of kind of the old nostalgic type things that you would find, like, in the old drugstores. So those soda shops can be kind of cool. Now, we're coming down close to the end of this segment, so I'll just say again, I mean, this article has every state in the United States covered. So if you're thinking, oh, I don't think there's anything in that state, oh, yes, there is. Everything from pies to ice creams to sodas to pizza to oysters to seafood, everything has a place on this in this article. So you guys definitely check out the Oprah Magazine July edition and check out the U.S. of Yum, or I say the U.S. of Yum Yum, because one yum I don't think is enough. Now, Doc Bill, I know you're probably checking off a lot of those restaurants just in case you can make it to some of those different states.
Oh, definitely. There's a lot of places to go, from the shave ice that you have in some of the restaurants in Oahu, to places you have out in the Midwest. Again, it's a great idea to get ideas, and you can just make one of these your focal point. When you find one restaurant, if you look around, you'll probably find another place that may not be listed, but just as good or have something usual in the same area. And sometimes those are your hidden gems.
Well, that's true. This list is a great way to get you started. That's for sure. Now, you guys, the show today is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations, which is all part of the Sapelo Island Birdhouses. So check them out on the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations.com. Now, we'll be back in just a few minutes, and we'll have more information about great foods around the U.S. Back in a minute.
Burgers and fries, chips, pies, it was simple and good back then. Walking in the sand, hand in hand, never thinking that it could end. Making our love with the moon above.